Welcome, everyone. Thank you for coming together to be of service to what we here at SSP refer to as a Shamanism Without Borders call to action, tending to immediate, time-sensitive situations that are causing disruption or suffering to humanity, to animal and plant life, or to our Mother Earth. Today we'll be tending to conflict and discord, a prayer for peace. This session is recorded rather than live as we usually do it. My name is Lally, and I'm the administrator for Shamanism Without Borders, or SWB, a global response network of the Society for Shamanic Practice. For more information, please visit shamanicpractice.org/SWB. Thank you to SWB Community Leader Mary Olivar for presenting this call to action today. Mary will now lead us through an SWB process to see how we can be of service. Many blessings to you, your loved ones, and communities. Happy holidays.
Welcome to a Shamanism Without Borders call to action for the Society for Shamanic Practice. We will be tending to conflict and discord and sharing a prayer for peace. My name is Mary Olivar, and I am a Shamanism Without Borders community leader. And I'm very honored to be sharing this tending and this prayer with you today. Whether personal, political, or global, currently there is a palpable energy of discord and conflict present on our planet. In this Shamanism Without Borders tending process, we will seek to learn what each of us can do to support rebalancing this energy and to amplify the vibrations of harmony and peace. This is a big topic, and there are a lot of elements that could potentially come up when we think about discord and about conflict. This includes international issues such as war, armed conflict, and border disputes. It includes political issues and the polarization of people's perspectives and positions. This could even include our own relationships and interactions that might be carrying the vibration of discord or conflict. And some of these topics can feel very charged personally. In these Shamanism Without Borders tendings, we seek to address and to lend our energy to these issues from a place of neutrality. It's important to be clear and to be open as we seek to learn more information and to bring an understanding and a reharmonizing, a rebalancing to the situation. It's important to keep a don't know mind so we can be open to receiving whatever information is available to us. We don't enter into these topics charged up, knowing what needs fixing and coming in with our judgments and our projections. If we seek to bring in the energy of rebalancing, the energy of balance, we need to start from a level place. We need to show up with our support, without an agenda, and to show up empty and open. So we will do some processes to prepare ourselves for this tending. Another aspect of these tendings is the element of permission. To make sure that whatever we are being called to tend is available for us to tend. When we receive this information, to ask, do I have permission? You can receive this information either directly or perhaps through a signal such as red light means stop, green light means go. Ask to be shown red if you should stop, green if this is yours to proceed into. And we will do two journeys to learn how each of us may assist in rebalancing the energies of conflict and discord. The first journey is to seek information on what aspect of conflict and discord is available for each of us to tend. And this may come in as a general aspect, or it could be a collective pattern. It could be something specific. It could even be around a particular area. Something to remember if this involves any other people, particularly local people of that area or any particular place of land, it is especially important to ask for permission with honor and respect to those people, to that land, and to listen. So the first journey is truly about listening and learning what aspect of conflict and discord may be yours to tend to. And the second journey is to learn, how may I tend to this? And again, do I have permission to tend to this? And perhaps you may receive information that allows you to tend to the situation at hand during that journey. So we'll go ahead and set the space. I'll guide you through the journeying process if you're new to journeying. And I will also guide you through a neutrality process to release whatever you may be bringing in that is not in alignment and is not helpful to being open and receiving information. So make sure that your place, the place where you are, is a place that you can be present fully and without distractions. Allow yourself to be in a comfortable position in your body. And I invite you to take some deep breaths, allowing yourself to come into presence, allowing your body to relax, to notice that you are in a place of safety and support, a place that is supporting you in doing this kind of work. And with your imagination, with your intention, I invite you to draw a golden line from your heart to the altar that I have with me. And if you have an altar space or a lit candle, you can imagine our altars being joined. And this is a powerful altar. It includes everyone's space, everyone's sacred space who is tuning into this. And everyone who is participating is gathered together in this virtual circle. Through our own intention, we are gathered here together, and this is a place of protection and support and beauty and of a big, deep prayer for peace and harmony that we are all participating in. So I will open now into this space the directions to help us have a strong container and to guide us in this work. Turning to the east, I greet the spirit of the east. Hello, east. We welcome in your energy of beginnings, of newness, of fresh insights. We invite in the awakening into our mind, allowing us to see things from a different perspective, to have new insights, new ways of thinking about things, new ways of feeling about things, new ways of doing, and especially new ways of being. Allow us to be open in our inspiration, our creativity, to be in a place of a beginner's mind, a don't-know mind, and to tap into the field of all possibilities. Welcome, East. And turning to the South. Hello, South. We welcome you in, the energy of being open, of having lots of support coming in. We welcome in the energy of love, deep unconditional love, the vibration of compassion. We welcome in all of the guides and helping spirits who wish to be a part of our work today. In particular, we welcome in Polar Bear and Hawk, who are special guides for all of our work with Shamanism Without Borders, bringing in their protection, bringing in their clarity and insight and compassion. We welcome everyone's individual allies and helpers. Fill this place with support. Allow us to be open, to be filled with the vibration of love, of compassion, and of connection. Thank you. Thank you, South. We welcome in your beautiful, joyous energy. And turning to the West. Hello, West. We greet you. We welcome in your energies, and particularly of endings, of clearing away what is not serving us, clearing away anything that is preventing each of us from having clarity in our journey. We also invite release on our planet, releasing any vibrations or patterns that are contributing to the energies of disharmony, the energy of discord, the energy of conflict. Let those pass in perfect timing. And in the place that is created, we welcome gratitude. We welcome a clear path ahead. We welcome the chance to step forward into our dreams for our own selves, our dreams for all our relations, and our dreams for the planet. Let it be bright, expansive, filled with prosperity, peace, and harmony. Thank you, West, for your good medicine and support you bring in. Turning to the North. Hello, North. We welcome in the energy you hold of rest, of assimilation of our experiences. We, in your space of navigating our lessons, we find greater wisdom. We find more courage. We find strength. We find balance. We find our true power. So be with us strongly. Allow us to step courageously into our role as good leaders to each other, good leaders to ourselves, inviting in the vibrations you help us find of balance, of courage, of true power, and of community. Let this community that we're in here today, virtually and intentionally, be strong. And let this community's prayers ripple out into our larger Earth community. So thank you, North. Thank you for your strong, powerful qualities and the good medicine you bring in. Father Sky, we greet you and welcome you and thank you for the canopy of stars above us, of the sun and the moon, teaching us about cycles, illuminating our way, lighting us up with the intelligence of the universe. We thank you for the protection that you hold over us and over this beautiful earth. And we thank you for looking down upon us with your guidance, your protection, your love, and the gaze of the divine masculine. Thank you for being with us, Father Sky. Beautiful Pachamama, we love you. We seek to be of service to you and the people and our greater Earth family today in bringing about the vibrations that you hold of balance, of healing, of nurturing. Please be with us. Let those vibrations be bright in whatever way is perfect for each of us to receive. And let us remember how connected we are with you, how supported we are. And we welcome in your wisdom, your intelligence, and your incredible generous energy of love and healing. Thank you, beautiful Pachamama. We love you so. We receive your gifts and we bless you. And we greet the land where I am and the greet land where each person listening to this is. Honoring this land and all that it holds and all that it has held, be with us. We thank you for the safety and the support that you give us, and we bless you and hope that you receive some blessings from our prayers and our tending here today. Great Spirit, thank you for our lives. Thank you for this chance to be in this space together, to pray and to offer our energy and service to the higher vibration of peace. We ask that each person has a strong, powerful journey, clearly receiving just what they need to know, receiving it in a place of protection, and to receive information that helps amplify our greater prayers, our big prayers for tremendous peace and harmony and joy and love amplified on this planet. Help us be clear in our journeys. Help us remember how deeply connected and supported we are and how deeply powerful we are in our actions, our prayers. Thank you, Great Spirit. And into this container that we are in, I welcome in and amplify some of these vibrations that are already here with us. I open the field of peace. I open the field of harmony. I open the field of balance. I open the field of clarity. I open the field of wisdom. I open the field of strong, powerful prayers. And I open the field of healing. So I invite you to take a deep breath into this space, connecting with and feeling all of the powerful helpers and strong allies that are here with us now. And I invite you to take a little walk with me, so to speak, to go through a process to allow us to look at this large landscape that we are tending to. So I invite you to imagine that you are ascending a staircase. It is a tall staircase, but there is plenty of energy available for you as you climb the stairs, as you ascend. And the place that you are going to has many names. It is sometimes called the upper room, the crystal palace, the cave of Brahma, el templo, the third ventricle of your brain. And I like to think of it as the lighthouse. This is the place where there is no fear. There is no judgment. There is purely the energy of unconditional love, of compassion. So I invite you to reach the top of your staircase and to step over the threshold. And perhaps you find yourself in a large, expansive room with windows all around. Perhaps you find yourself at the top of a mountain. But wherever you are, you can see yourself at a very high vantage point and able to look down upon Earth and witness from this place of love, of neutrality, of understanding and compassion, all of humanity. And this includes all of the conflict, all of the discord, all of the suffering that may be happening. And even just witnessing it with the eyes of love, with the eyes of the divine, is tremendously sacred. So here from this place, seeing the human landscape on the earth with the eyes of love is already deeply healing work. It already helps raise the vibration right here on this planet right now. So take a breath, allowing yourself to fully be present in this space, to be in a place of witnessing, of understanding, and of compassion. And from this vantage point up here, we have some strong allies joining us. We have Condor and Eagle coming in to bring us the energy of harmony and balance of the head and the heart, the harmony and balance between people, between species, between each other. And I'm going to sing a song to welcome in Condor and Eagle and welcome in their good medicine to clear us, whatever clearing we may need in our minds, in our hearts, in our bodies, to allow us to begin our journey in a way that is clear and bright. And for your journey, if you are already power strong and accustomed to journeying, I invite you to do whatever process works well for you. But if you're new to this, one way is when I start drumming, Go ahead and visualize yourself somewhere out in nature. And this can be a place that's known to you or a place of your imagination. Invite your imagination to be a powerful part of your journey. Our imagination is where we receive information, where we co-create with spirit, where we learn. So invite your imagination in as you are in this place in nature and you are in full control and sovereignty. You are in choice in your journey. You can look around. You can ask questions. You can say yes. You can say no. Look around your landscape and see what is there. I invite you to look for an opening perhaps in nature, in a hole of the tree, an entrance to a cave. Perhaps a spring even. These are all entryways, all portals to enter the earth, to go deeper into your journey and to learn more information. So as you approach that portal, that opening, ask for a guide. Tell the guide what you're looking for. And for this first journey, we're looking to know what aspect of conflict and discord is mine to tend to. And follow that guide into the opening. And see what unfolds. Know that if at any point you wish for more support, you can always ask for Hawk or Polar Bear to come in with their protection, their compassion, and their insight. And know that you are deeply protected in this journey. If at any point you feel a little lost, just allow the beat of the drum or the rhythm of the rattle to bring you back, to guide you along this journey. Seek to learn information, and remember, ask for permission. After a little while, I'll go ahead and change the rhythm of the drum, and this is your signal to thank any of the helping spirits you've been interacting with, and to come on back the way you came, over the same landscape, through the same portal, and back into this dimension. So I'm going to go ahead and sing a song to Condor and Eagle to welcome in their good energy, their insight, their clearing, allowing them to be helpers to us on this journey as we seek to restore balance, as we seek to learn what aspect of conflict and discord is mine to tend to.
Condorcito, medicina poderosa, amigo de la tierra, amigo ayuda, limpiando todo malo, limpiando viejo, con la luz de la tierra, médico poderoso. Sacando toro hucha de cada uno, limpiando energía del todo mundo, curando espíritu, curando corazón, lleno, lleno espíritu, lleno, lleno paz. Aguía medicina poderosa, amigo del aire de sabiduría, balanceando energía lleno espíritu, protegiendo cada uno con la luz de espíritu. Iluminando todo cuerpo, iluminando corazón, elevando coronita, elevando corazón, conectado verdad, conectado amor, conectado con amigos, amigos de poder, trabajando con Gloria Aguilar, medicinas balanceando, medicina paz, ayudando los humanos, lleno con la luz del sol, la luz de verdad, la luz de amor. Conectar a cada uno con la luz de espíritu. Conectar con amor, con verdad. Iluminando el mundo con la luz de paz. Lleno, lleno, energía, energía de paz.
hopefully you received some information around what aspect is available for you to tend to. And for our next journey, which will be a little bit longer, we seek to learn how each of us may tend to this. So the question for this journey is, how may I tend to this? And again, do I have permission to do this? So same process as before. Take a deep breath to reset for this second journey, being open and allowing the information to show up, remembering that you are in full choice, you are protected, you are supported. And you can always ask to be shown something a different way if you'd like to have a different perspective or get the information a different way. So trust what is coming in, trust in your process. And for your second journey, looking to learn how you may offer support, how you may tend to this aspect of conflict and discord, how you can support bringing about more harmony and more peace. And I'll be using a rattle for this one. So you can take your time coming back into your body, back into this dimension, allowing yourself to absorb the images, the information, the messages you receive during your journey. And as you do, I'm going to go ahead and sing to you and into some Agua Florida to carry some blessings, a beautiful blessing song for you and for this beautiful world, to bring in a lot of support and energy to support us and nurture us and guide us in amplifying the vibrations of balance, of harmony, and of peace. Nuevo sueño, nuevo sueño. Nuevo mundo, nuevo mundo. Sueño brillo, bonito, radiante. Brillo, brillo, nuevo sueño. Nuevo sueño. Venga, venga, ayudantes, poderíos, los santos, los ángeles, los maestros, los amigos, trabajan juntos, ayudan los humanos con energía nueva. Brillante, radiante, arreglando, sanando, curando, elevando, transformando, conciencia, energía, frecuencia de cada uno, para un nuevo mundo, oh, nuevo mundo. Plantecitas, animales, los aguas, minerales, vengan los amigos del aire, águila, condorcito, halcón, tacolote, cuervo, ganso, gente, mariposa, y viento de cambia de energía nueva. Ayudantes de las aguas, el río, el mar, maya, serenita, dofinos, tortugas, pescadas, alacandas, balinas, y pachamama, mamacuña, montañas, la selva, los sapos, animales, caballo, torongo, susito, y puma, lupú, veredito, las plantas, los maestros, mapachito, y los otros, y las flores, qué bonitas, pinta, pinta, virgencitas, nuevo mundo, Wiricocha, Papa Cielo, Estrellitas, los cosmos, el cielo solito, nuevo, poderoso y bonito, entre, cada uno, la lucita, la lunita, con energía radiante, brilla, brilla, la lucita de paz. Energía, entre, cada uno, lleno, amorcito, y poder, sabiduría, y más salud, y todo paz, nos conectado con espíritu, lleno, espíritu, grandioso, espíritu. Lleno, nuevo sueño, bendiciones para todos, lleno, paz grande, toda vida hermosa, nuevecita, brillosa, gracias, ayudantes, gracias, espíritu, nuevo sueño, nuevo mundo, nuevo mundo. So I blow the song and the prayer it brings of blessings, of peace, of support and love. for all of us, everyone on the planet. I mean that to the big family and to all our relations. I blow these energy of the blessings from the Agua Florida onto the altar. And from the altar to the golden line connected to your heart. And into your heart. I invite you to take a deep breath to receive this prayer, receive this blessings, and receive the gratitude that comes with it for your time, your energy, and what you have brought to this process. We trust and we pray and we truly know that this is part, what you are doing here now, part of helping bring about the balance, the harmony, and the peace that we are asking for. So thank you so much for being here. We give a blessing as well to all of the places, all of the people, all of the energies that were present here during our journeys for this tending. And I'll go ahead now and release the directions and release this container. But this vibration and this blessing of peace that it carries continues on. So thank you so much to this land. Thank you for holding us. We bless you in all that you hold. Thank you, great Pachamama, for your beautiful, bright energies coming in so strongly. Thank you for being with us always, nourishing us, teaching us, healing us, loving us. Thank you for this connection that we have with you and our beautiful big earth family. Thank you, Father Sky, for looking over us, for the bright light, for illuminating us, for helping us remember that we are always looked over and guided and protected. Thank you for looking over us with your loving gaze. Spirit of the North, thank you for the chance to step forward courageously into the place of our prayers for balance, finding new places of wisdom and strength and of true power. Thank you as well for this community that holds us and allows us to do this kind of work together in this space. So thank you for what you bring, Spirit of the North. Spirit of the West, thank you for a good clearing out, a good releasing for each of us individually. And for what happened in our journeys, any releasing and healing that was brought in there, let it continue. Let these prayers and what is happening here in these journeys continue to go forward, clearing our path, making way for a beautiful dream to unfold for ourselves and for all of our relations. We mean that in the biggest of ways. Thank you, West. Spirit of the South, thank you for all the great support that came in for each of us on this journey. Thank you for the support of this container. Thank you for filling the space with love and allowing us to be open to receiving this love and support and to expressing our own selves joyously. So thank you, South, for the beautiful medicine that you bring in and for this container. Spirit of the East, thank you for the new energy that comes in and these, the new insights, the new ways. Let it continue to unfold. Bring in lots of energy of new, bright ways of being and doing onto this planet, both for each of us in our own lives and for all of us collectively. Let us continue to wake up, not just every morning, but every moment. Thank you, East. And great spirit, God, creator, source, the mighty I am presence of many names. Thank you for the chance to share and to be of service in this way. You know the prayers that are in my heart and that is in each of our hearts. You know the deepest prayer that we hold. And let this vibration of peace that we are praying for permeate all of our prayers. Let that be included in all of our actions, our thoughts, our interactions. Let this vibration of peace carry forth from each of us and ripple out from us to our loved ones, to our communities, to everyone we interact with, and let that continue to ripple all around the world, bringing in beyond our imagination, beyond what we can even dream of, greater healing and peace. Harmony, connection, and love. into our world. So thank you, Great Spirit, for dreaming us up and for helping us remember how powerful we are in our own dreams, in our own creations and actions, and in our own prayers. Thank you, everybody, for participating. It's a joy to have you here. We send you our blessings and wish you great peace. Thank you.